Milkweed is an important food source for the monarch butterfly, which you've probably heard is having a hard time these days. But Francois Simard thinks he's got a helpful solution that's also an economic boon.
We formed a cooperative of farmers to grow milkweed in Quebec. And we provide the seeds, and they will be able to make a large supply of milkweed fiber. Of course, the demand of the market is going to increase drastically in the next few years, and I suspect that we'll have to expand our surfaces beyond the border, the Quebec border.
Well, the farmers in Simard's cooperative allow the monarchs to feed on the milkweed before it's harvested. And we talked with him in December about his company, Protech Style. But as he said, there's probably a need to extend this milkweed and these services beyond the Quebec border. At the time of our interview with Simard, Robert Lehmert was listening to it, and it gave him an idea to start a cooperative here in Vermont. He's been working with Simard to form a partnership, and he joins us now to tell us more. Robert, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
What a pleasure to speak to you, Jane. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So why did you want to...
Congratulations on your seven daisies.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So why did you think, ha-ha, here's an idea for me. I could start a milkweed cooperative.
Well, I mean, there are a variety of reasons. I kind of approach this, Jane, as a failed farmer. My main career was in business, but I've often had... parcels of land that I've tried to farm and found that there really aren't a lot of crops that don't require large capital investments and that one could do, I'm not going to say passively, but without, you know, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365 type of attention. I found that there was just a lot of not available. So I kind of had my eyes open for something that offered a solution. There's a situation with the monarch. There's the situation with pollinators in general. And we obviously have, you know, problems with bee die-off and colony collapse, things of that nature, and that entered into it. But it's the plight of the farmer, watching what's going on with the dairy industry and just the pressures, economic pressures, on Vermont farmers had me kind of keyed into creative solutions.
Well, and you've just gotten started. You basically have a test plot, 10 acres, I think, right, that you're growing?
Yeah, the University of Vermont graciously helped us with a demonstration plot at the Borderview Farm, which you can see. You can visit anytime you want. But up in Quebec, we've got almost 2,000 acres under cultivation.
And this is with, that you're working with Francois Simard on that?
Yes. I work directly with Francois. Francois is on the side of taking raw milkweed, processing it, and making it into some very useful products. I also work very closely with the president of the Monarch Cooperative in Quebec, whose name is Daniel Allard. And we're actually going to go visit him soon and take a look at what is the world's largest concentration of cultivated milkweed.
But how much is it going to take before you can really feel like this is a profitable enterprise and one that farmers should actually think about switching to?
We have an agronomy that goes back a number of years. I mean, this is not a brand new subject. It's been studied and experimented with for quite a long time. Actually, a lot of the work was done at Southern Illinois University, and it was picked up on in Quebec. And now they've got a 4 or 5 year lead on us. But they've learned a great deal, and we've got it to a point where, while the agronomy continues to develop and we continue to push the limit on what we can do so far as yields, it's something that I feel comfortable would be appropriate in some circumstances for some farmers, and I would like. I mean, our objective is to put in, Central Park is about 850 acres. We'd like to do about 2.5 Central Parks.
Here in Vermont, you mean?
Yes.
And remind everybody why milkweed is something that could be cultivated and is sometimes cultivated for economic purposes. What's milkweed used for, besides just for monarchs?
Well, it's a healthy, native perennial that grows very, very well here. And what we do is when we get to a point where the pods are ready to be harvested, which will take place in mid-September to mid-October, depending on the weather, the entire pod is harvested. And it is dried, and then it is processed. Now, here's where Francois Simard has the magic. People have tried to cultivate, cultivated and used milkweed in the past for some interesting things. But what Francois has is mechanization and processes. He's able to take the raw pod, separate it into its component parts, and manufacture it in quantity. Milkweed fiber has some really unique characteristics. It's hollow, which means compared to a solid fiber, it has twice the surface area. That means that there's air trapped inside of that fiber. And furthermore, it's coated with a natural waxy coating. So what that ends up with is something which is extremely buoyant. It repels water, which means it will float. And actually, during World War II, it was used to make life jackets. But that wax coating allows any type of petrochemical, transmission fluid, diesel fluid, fuel oil, to penetrate and get trapped inside of that fiber. So it's a terrific oil absorbent, especially in situations where, you know, it needs to float on top of water. Like if we had a spill in Lake Champlain or whatever, it would be great to use it there. Another major market for us will be thermal insulation. We are opening a plant in Granby this year that will manufacture a replacement for conventional thermal insulators. And compared to things like down, it outperforms it on a heat retention basis. It's also waterproof. It doesn't absorb water.
So get ready. Soon your jackets are going to be made out of milkweed, not down and not artificial fibers. Fascinating stuff. And Robert Lehmert, I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I'm glad that it inspired you for this new idea. Robert Lehmert is Managing Director of Monarch Cooperative Vermont. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jane.